Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And a little bit of a hot pot today. Why not celebrate the talents around the world? We're going to start off right here in Canada with the likes of the Montreal Chamber Players. Now, this next composer actually dubbed himself as, and I quote, Classica or Classical. And these were his three reasons. Because it was a simple piece. Just for fun to tease the geese. Not quite sure about that one. Maybe in Stanley Park. Not so sure. And thirdly, in hopes that it would become a repertory staple. Well, he seems to have passed on all of those criteria. Premiered back in April of 1918, Prokofiev's Classical Symphony became one of the most frequently played symphonies in the 20th century. And this is a great performance by the Montreal Chamber Players, with Francisco de Galvez directing.
Thank you.
a little happy dance in there, and maybe that is what he meant by just for fun to tease the geese. They can dance too. You're listening to Classical Chaos in Vancouver, Canada, here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with the artistry of Julia Mykonens. Now, she was born on the Lower East Side of New York into a family made up of a passionate mixture, get this, Greek and Irish Puerto Rican descent. Must have been quite the family. Despite somewhat of a difficult childhood, she did discover her calling upon an engagement on the childhood role in Madama Butterfly, where she first experienced the power and the emotion of music. And you know what? She flew like a butterfly herself. She's gone on to a great career, and this next selection comes from her greatest hits. It is of the Hollywood Divas, which covers the likes of Marilyn Monroe, Rita Hayworth, and Marlene Dietrich, but also some of the classics. So here she is with music from The Merry Widow.
Thank you.
Julia Mekaniz and music from The Merry Widow. So breathtaking with that. I almost forgot to cue up the next selection. But you know what? I always have to do this. It is the requisite oboe music time. So yes, we're listening to some oboe music today by the likes of Mozart. Now, this comes from his Oboe Concerto in C major. This was originally composed back in the spring and summer of 1777 for the oboist Giuseppe Ferlandes, and then reworked by Mozart himself as the concerto for flute in D major in next year, which was 1778. You know those flute players? They're allying, stealing all the good stuff. It does, however, remain one of the staples of the great concerto works for oboe. And just to do it justice, here's another performance. None other than Heinz Holliger, joined by the members of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. We're going to hear the Adagio at the second movement.
Thank you.
What a beautiful cadenza. That was Heinz Holliger, joined by the members of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, and the Adagio, the second movement from Mozart's Oboe Concerto. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with some great music by Joseph Zook. Now, he was part of the trend to write Serenade for Strings. And aren't they all beautiful? Yes, they all make me cry. Along with the likes of Grieg, Elgar, and Dvorak. And Dvorak actually was his mentor and eventually became, well, yes, his father-in-law. It was Dvorak who sent Zook on a kind of a different path. And a summer task to write music mainly in the major key, as Zook had always favored writing in the minor in the past. His serenade was completed and had its first premiere back on the 25th of February, back in 1894. Today, a great performance by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra with Jiří Belohavec conducting. So beautiful is that. That was the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra with Jiří Balakovec conducting. And that was music by Souk from his Serenade for Strings. And I do believe it is time for some great choral styling. Today in, you know, a little close to home, by the Vancouver Welsh Men's Choir. Now, the idea of this ensemble was, and I quote, founded on a cold, rainy December evening in 1979 in the Red Dragon pub. I don't know if that still exists, but if it does, good at you. And where three Welshmen expressed their longing for the rousing songfest that they used to enjoy in their beloved country of birth. They then made a couple phone calls, because back then, you know, we couldn't text or anything, and their lyrical compatriots joined them back in January. The 29th, to be exact, back in 1980, they had their first rehearsal with 18 singers. And the new choir was christened the Vancouver Welsh Men's Choir. We're going to hear a beautiful selection. This comes from their 15th anniversary disc. Specifically, maybe quite appropriate right now. It's called Bring Him Home. That made me cry. Two beautiful selections from the Vancouver Welshmen's Choir. We heard For the Fallen, and before that, Bring Him Home. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to switch it up just a little bit with some Beethoven, a beautiful second movement with the talents of none other than Murray Pariah and the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra. This is the Andante con moto from Beethoven's Concerto for Piano, number 4.
Thank you.
The Andante con moto. That comes from Beethoven's Concerto for Piano, number 4. And it was an excellent performance, well, as always delivered, by Murray Pariah. He was joined by the members of the Royal Concertophile Orchestra. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM. And get this, this next artist, well, she growls, she purrs, and she is the quintessential Catwoman. Who else would keep a fridge full of caviar and champagne, just in case? The one and perfect Eartha Kitt.
Je cherche un homme, un Pierre Paul, un Jacques, au Tom, peu m'importe comment il se nomme, s'il est un homme, je n'exige pas un Apollon qui sait briller dans les salons, ni un type fort comme Samson, pour vous que j'ai un mate en bon. Il n'a pas besoin d'être un milliardaire, qu'il soit beau, non, ça m'est égal. Il n'a pas besoin d'être grand lumière, star du cinéma, ni prince royal. Je cherche un homme, qu'il s'appelle Pierre ou Paul, pour vous qu'il donne son maximum. Je cherche un homme. Doesn't have to be prince or movie star, a Texas oil man or a French marquis. Doesn't have to be handsome as a picture, an ordinary guy is all right with me. Je cherche un homme, qu'il s'appelle Pierre ou Paul. Autumn, pour vous qu'il donne son maximum. Je cherche un homme. Je cherche un homme.
Good luck to all of us out there cherching them. That was by none other than Eartha Kitt. Boy, she's great. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Till next time.